This is The Sporting Life on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Now, here's Jeremy Schaaf.
Yeah, very funny, very funny.
This is not The Sporting Life. This is Ask Me Another, NPR's hour of trivia, tongue twisters, and mayhem. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and joining me is this week's mystery guest, ESPN's Jeremy Schaaf.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeremy Schaaf is a journalist and correspondent for the TV news magazine E60 and host of the weekly radio show, The Sporting Life. Jeremy, you are known for your hard-hitting reports. His stories run the gamut from college basketball scandals to the centuries-old practice of cheese chasing. So when ESPN needed a play-by-play announcer for a nail-biting, pulse-pounding chess tournament, they turned to the one and only Jeremy Schaaf. Jeremy, welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you, Jeremy.
You're welcome. So you've covered some sports that are very odd. I would even say downright questionable. Knife throwing. As I mentioned, cheese chasing, competitive eating. That is the sign of the apocalypse right there. What is the difference between an activity or stunt and a sport? Like, when does it turn? Because I want to know when I can start referring to Art and John as athletes.
Are we a sport yet? Is it a sport?
It's a fine line. Cheese rolling qualifies as a sport because if your audience is unfamiliar with cheese rolling, it is, as you suggest, an ancient art form. There's a hill in England, in Gloucestershire specifically, where they've been rolling a huge wheel of cheese for hundreds of years. And over time, the hill has become progressively steeper.
And so From the rolling.
The cheese is very heavy. And it's quite treacherous. So anything that involves true danger, I consider a sport, like being on the show. This is
good. The pulse is pumping. Okay, so actually, now that we're just mentioning cheese, so it is dangerous, right? People get injured running down chasing this piece of cheese.
Yes.
Why? Why would anyone do that?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
No one would tell us why.
No?
You know, there's a peculiar breed of human, particularly in the United Kingdom, who revels in this kind of pointlessness. I mean, it's like the old George Mallory line, you know, because it's there. This is, I think, the best modern example of it.
I love that you're like, basically, the British have nothing going on. but someone wins the cheese. Is that part of it?
Someone wins a beautiful double Gloucester made by an octogenarian. She's a lovely woman. She showed me her cheese shop and her cheese farm.
Well.
Come on. Come on.
That did sound
Come
a little on. You're a good-looking man, Jeremy.
And,
I get it.
She's actually more proud of her single Gloucester, but the double Gloucester is more popular.
You grew up in a sports-centric household, obviously. Your father was a renowned sports journalist, Dick Schaaf. Many kids go through a phase when they're kids that they want to be a professional athlete. Did you want to be?
I have a distinct memory when I was about 8 years old of wanting to be Reggie Jackson. Yeah, and I would try to affect Reggie's batting stance, his afro, somewhat less successfully, sunglasses. I did things like Reggie would do them. I wouldn't talk to the media after games. I was generally rude and inconsiderate to my fellow human beings.
We're here from the middle school bugle.
But I blamed Reggie. Yes, Reggie was my hero.
And then you just got fascinated with sports journalism, and now?
No, it wasn't really that. There was just nothing else. I figured if my father could do it, I could do it.
Awesome. So it's good to know that your amazing career that I am in awe of is Plan B.
Plan B.
I hear that that you are well known among your colleagues for not only your command of sports, but politics, military history, culture. Yeah. You're the kind of person in my circle of friends, we go, hey, guess what? You're paying for dinner. But today, here's what we're going to do today. We are going to drag you through the mire of pop culture with a sporting flavor. Yes. What do you say, Jeremy? You got game?
Great.
Yes. I'm going to take that as a yes. So, Jeremy, since you cover so many competitions, we figured we'd pit you against a member of our studio audience in a no-holds-barred trivia death match.
Yeah.
Let's welcome our contestant, Scott Castle. Now, Scott, I have a little note here from my producer that you're originally from Seattle. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, so that's 1 point against you. No. Seattle's a lovely place. But that you and your wife have an online T-shirt company where you put pop culture phrases on T-shirts?
Not exactly. We actually design our own original art based on pop culture. My wife is a very talented artist who went to school, and I am not.
Yeah.
But I have a head full of pop culture, so I come up with ideas, and then she actually does the actual talent part of the...
Fantastic. Nice. This quiz is about athletes who have lit up our television and movie screens, often with less than brilliant results. Yeah, very dimly lit. So let's get started. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
Yes. That's the competitive spirit right there. All right. This former heavyweight champion of the world has a lifetime record of 50 wins, 44 by knockout, including Trevor Burbick, Larry Holmes, and Zach Galifianakis in the 2009 comedy The Hangover. Oh, Scott. Scott.
Mike Tyson?
Yes. Correct. There is something about this retired quarterback that corporate America loves. He's been in commercials for Sears, Prilosec, Wrangler jeans, Rayovac batteries, and Edge shaving gel. I have to finish with the clue.
My fault.
Jeremy.
My fault.
But in the end, he couldn't win the love of Cameron Diaz in the comedy There's Something About Mary. Jeremy Shep.
That would be Brett Favre.
Brett yes. Favre is correct. At 7 feet, 2 inches tall, weighing 225 pounds. This legendary center definitely held his own against Bruce Lee in Game of Death. Scott.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes. You are correct. Wow. This is good. It's tight. This Mets first baseman appeared as himself in a two-part episode of Seinfeld in which Kramer and Newman claimed that he had spit on them for heckling him after a Mets-Phillies game. Who was this player?
It's a Jeremy.
Jeremy.
That would be Keith Hernandez.
Keith yes. Hernandez. A defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, who was named to the NFL's all-decade team for the 1960s, but more importantly, he punched a horse in Mel Brooks' film Blazing Saddles. Jeremy Schaaf.
Alex Karras.
Correct. All right, we're getting down there. In the 2010 comedy The Other Guys, Mark Wahlberg lives out every Red Sox fan's dream when his character accidentally shoots what Yankee star in the leg? Scott Castle.
Derek Jeter.
Correct. Derek Jeter. Olympic gymnast Kurt Thomas appeared in a 1985 film named one of the worst movies of all time by Maxim magazine. That is bad. That does not get worse.
They don't like it. Chances are it's not really very good at all.
It's not a movie. I'm not even sure it's a movie. Thomas plays a secret agent sent to the fictional country of Parmistan to win a deadly contest using his special fighting skills, which is a combination of gymnastics and karate. Name that film. Scott Castle.
Gymkata.
Gymkata, yes.
Correct. All right.
Scott sticks the landing.
And there is a bonus question for that, Scott. Why do you know that?
Video stores.
Video stores. Good cover. The final score is we have Scott with 5 points and Jeremy with 3 points.
Okay.
Scott, you are our winner. And you get a very special prize given to us by the one and only Jeremy Schaaf. This is a copy of his book, and by that I mean his copy of his book.
It's a little torn there.
This is his book, Triumph, the Untold Story of Jesse Owens, because Jeremy Schapp, in addition to all of these things, is also a best-selling author. Yes. His nonfiction books are set against the backdrop of the rise of the Nazis, the Great Depression, and America's struggle for civil rights. And this one is The Untold Story of Jesse Owens and Hitler's Olympics. For you.
Christine.
Christine. It's got pages torn out, I think, some highlighted pages. And Jeremy Schapp, we have something fabulous for you, too. Well, look at this. Look at this, something you can put all of those books you write in.
Thank you.
And NPR music.
I'll trade you, Scott.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Mom met Dad and they danced all night and he took her home. Might have been all the wine they had, but they rolled the dice and won your genome. And you grew and you grew and one day you were you and you look like your father and mother. If you're looking for someone convenient to blame, you can take your pick, it's one or the other. DNA, you're in my heart. DNA, in fact, you're in every part of my body. Each cell has a nucleus, each nucleus is chromosomes. And DNA, baby, that spells DNA.